डिक्टेशन फॉर जालिन कैरी, JALEENCARY. डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 6/30/2022. डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 11/19/92. डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट इज 9/27/2021. The rest of the physical examination is anyway, the patient is here for a follow-up evaluation and he is reporting that he was involved in an auto work-related accident where a refrigerator fell on him, and he's a big guy, and the impact of the accident caused him pain in his chest, headache, dizziness, loss of balance, as well as pain in the left shoulder and neck and the lower back to the tune of 9. The pains are still continuing, but the patient doesn't report any radiation of pain to the lower extremity or upper extremity. He used to have radiation to the left arm. The pain have not been radiating to the right arm. The patient has an MRI done to identify the pathology. It was discovered that the patient has asymmetric bulge at C3-4, indenting the thecal sac, right-sided, mild spinal stenosis, but associated arthritic changes are out there. Minimal disc bulge superimposed on small right paracentral right foramina disc protrusion in C4-5, C5-6, and then C6-7 has a bulging disc. At T7 and T8, T8-9 and T9 and 10, there is a disc herniation is noticed. In the lumbar spine, there is a physiological bulge at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5. SI joints are completely normal in the MRI. The patient was advised about all the options. His pain level, according to him, are between 8 and 10, and ADLs are affected 8. 60% pain is reported relieved with the current pain management. And the ADLs that he reports are general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life. And sleep is affected 10. In the system review, patient reports that there is a difficulty sleeping, tension, and loss of equilibrium, loss of balance, but patient has no headaches anymore, no dizziness, vertigo anymore, no vision disturbances, and there is no loss, lack of focus, lack of concentration, no anxiety, depression, panic, or loss of memory. Patient denies any confusion, disorientation. Regarding the pain, patient continues to complain of pain of the right shoulder, neck, and the lower back and mid back, as well as stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and lower back with pins and needles occasionally, and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. The patient further reports that since we dropped her other medication, which is pain medication, from Norco, he was switched over to Tylenol 4. He reports that it is extremely hard for him to sleep and getting up in the morning, and is extremely painful. The pain level, according to him, is worsening. No changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication, Tylenol 4, substance abuse, marijuana, and compliance is the patient is fully compliant in the pain management protocol. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 137 over 87, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 6/9/2022, dictation number 0623-078. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to begin the following medication for the patient, which is Celebrex, 200 milligram twice a day, and lidocaine patch, Voltaren gel, Tramadol ER 100 mg once a day, and Lyrica 50 mg at night, and Tizanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. The patient was advised about PESI, LESI, and CESI. However, the patient is not interested in any injection therapy. He also is not interested in any surgical treatment. Hence, the patient has been provided all the information. His shoulder MRI was also reviewed, where there is a posterior superior lateral frame and minimal tendinosis of the supraspinal arch, tendon, for which injection treatment was advised. Intra-articular injection of the shoulder and supraspinal tendon injection. He's undergoing physical therapy, which will continue as before, once a week with traction, massage, aquatherapy, day training, home exercise, McKenzie back program. He's been advised to try acupuncture as well as chiropractor and other treatments, and heat and home exercises. And he has a prescription of 60 tablets, which are Tylenol with codeine number 4, every 12 hours, 60 tablets were provided for pain relief. His MAPs were reviewed, and the patient has had, he was injured on 9/27/2021, and the patient has been provided with sufficient pain relief, and I believe he may have some element of drug seeking, and we are keeping a strong eye. If he continues asking for narcos, we are going to discharge him, because it looks like he's seeking drugs at this time. Thank you.